This is the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, October 24th, 2023. I'm Mike Moen. The UN Security Council meets today to discuss the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, a meeting that's turning into a high-level event, with ministers flying to New York and the U.S. pushing for adoption of a resolution that would condemn the Hamas attacks in Israel and violence against civilians and reaffirm Israel's right to self-defense. The new U.S.-drafted resolution was still being negotiated late Monday, but a recent draft obtained by the Associated Press also demands the immediate release of all hostages, urges respect for international laws on conducting war and protecting civilians, and demands immediate humanitarian access to Gaza. Turning to COVID news, medical researchers are out with new findings that underscore how some communities saw more devastating effects of the pandemic. The data posted by the American College of Surgeons show that childhood trauma rates increased during the pandemic and were disproportionately higher for kids in disadvantaged areas. For example, gunshot wounds for young patients in those communities were nearly 3% higher, and car crash injuries were 5% higher. Dr. Andrew Kirigu at the Children's Minnesota Health System says the results are not surprising.
It is in line with, unfortunately, what we've been seeing. An increase in the number of children with injuries, particularly, of course, with concern about firearm-related injuries.
The report's authors say these initial findings don't get to the bottom of what role the pandemic might have played and that more research is needed, but they say it's fair to question whether factors such as the loss of a caregiver, lack of childcare options for frontline workers, and erratic social behavior were at play. In other news, educators in New Hampshire say the state's approval of a financial literacy course by conservative nonprofit PragerU spells trouble for public schools. Catherine Carley reports.
PragerU describes itself as an alternative to the left-wing ideology in education. Its cash course requires students to watch a series of videos and pass a multiple-choice test for school credit. President of the National Education Association in New Hampshire, Megan Tuttle, says the course lacks rigor and signals a watering down of the state's education standards.
The educators that I've spoken with are not happy about this. It's just another way that, you know, they're trying to basically dismantle public education.
The financial course is part of the state's Learn Everywhere program, which offers students alternative and remote ways to earn credits. Proponents say the videos do not contain political content. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
This coming winter in the U.S. looks likely to be a bit low on snow and extreme cold outbreaks, with federal forecasters predicting the north to get warmer than normal and the south to get wetter and stormier. That's according to the outlook from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. However, parts of the East Coast may get more snow than normal. This is PNS. As Halloween approaches and thoughts may turn to spooky bat costumes, advocates for endangered species emphasize that bats are not creatures to fear. Farah Siddiqui reports.
Bat Week is underway, and wildlife advocates in North Carolina are urging residents to learn about these enigmatic creatures and the advantages they provide. Ben Prater with Defenders of Wildlife says bats contribute $50 billion in natural pest control, and a new management plan may not adequately safeguard their critically important ecological role.
Bats get a bad rap. You know, they're a source of myth and legend and things that aren't best to help endear these animals to us. Bats play a critically important role in our ecosystems. People can enjoy at dusk knowing that bats are working hard to reduce pests and insects and keep our ecosystems healthy.
Prater emphasizes the significance of the U.S. Forest Service and Fish and Wildlife Service in ensuring that the Management Act allocates resources with the specificity and detail needed for the recovery and maintenance of the diverse bat species in the Nantahala and Pisgah National Forests. For Siddiqui reporting.
October is Health Literacy Month, and a North Dakota official says there are key things you can do to ensure you're getting the right information to live a healthier life. This time of year is meant to help providers do a better job of getting information across to patients. But leaders say health service customers can do their part, too. Stephanie Welsh leads the Cavalier County Health District in the northeastern part of the state. She says coming out of the pandemic, Awareness Month serves as a good reminder for people to consider the sources they're using for health information. She stresses finding out whether they're credible, non-biased institutions that rely on scientific data.
We have more information at our fingertips than ever before, and unfortunately, some of that is misinformation and disinformation.
Welsh says the well-documented public debate over COVID-19 vaccines is a good example of how faulty information through social media can impact a person's mindset. Beyond primary care doctors, She says well-known health systems such as Mayo Clinic are good places to turn to. She adds that when looking at research, finding out if a study has been peer-reviewed can go a long way in knowing if the data is reliable. A bill in Congress aims to close a tax loophole allowing companies to deduct anti-union activities. Currently, many employers write anti-union consultation off in their taxes as business expenses. Isabella Gonzalez works at an Apple store in Portland, where she was subject to an anti-union campaign, despite the fact that her store was not in the process of organizing.
If Apple would hire an anti-union firm to provide them the tools necessary to prevent us at Apple to unionize as a whole, that really speaks of not allowing their workers to have an equal voice and allowing them the control.
Critics say the bill wouldn't raise much revenue and could be hard to enforce. The House version of the bill is currently in the Ways and Means Committee. That's the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, October 24th.